Round 6 of the AFL season has come to a close, and the Crows and Port Adelaide both recorded big wins, putting them in 5th and 6th spot on the ladder, respectively. Our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake, joins me now to tell me more about these games and other sports news of the week. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Tommy. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Now, give us a bit of a rundown on what happened over the weekend in AFL.
Yeah, so over the weekend, round 6, like you said, Western Bulldogs played off against Carlton on Friday night. The Bulldogs heading up by 21 points. They recorded their second win of the year. Geelong actually got beaten by Sydney on Saturday, which is probably one of the upsets, I think. Sydney, yeah, were very much not picked to win that game, with Buddy Franklin out and also travelling to Geelong there. And then Port Power recording a 33-point win over the North Melbourne there. And then also the Crows getting up over the Gold Coast Suns by 48 points. It was a good day for the South Australian teams. If you had a bit of money on them, or I don't know what people do these days, it would have been good for you that over the weekend.
And that one you said, Carlton versus Western Bulldogs, the first game there. Carlton is still without a win for the season, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So yeah, I think it's the first time in the club's history that they've gone the first 6 rounds and not won a game. So it'll be interesting to see when they are going to win a game next, because I know they do have the Crows this coming Saturday night at Adelaide Oval, and then they've got Essendon after that. So I can't really see when Carlton are going to win a game. To be quite honest, they're not really playing too bad at football. They just can't really string 4 quarters together, which is kind of hindering their chances. So yeah.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see if they can struggle out of the wooden spoon position at this point in the season.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean,
now moving on to SANFL, what happened in that over the weekend?
So yeah, in round 5 of the SANFL there, Norwood beat Adelaide on Friday night, 14-23, 107-13, 886. So that's what that happened there. Then Central Districts beat Glenelg by quite a lot. And then one of the surprising ones, actually, North Adelaide beat the Eagles Woodville West Highlands out there. So North Adelaide are now sitting atop of the ladder after starting, I wouldn't say poorly, but yeah, they got beaten in the first round quite convincingly by Central Districts, and they've actually just responded really well, come back and won every game. I think North Adelaide were predicted to finish last this year, and they're sitting atop the ladder. So they're doing really well, and most people are, I guess you'd say, surprised are pretty happy with how the way North Adelaide are going.
So what's changed about the way they're playing the game that's turned their season around so well?
I'm not too sure. I think that their attack on the footy is probably a lot better. And because I think, well, in round 1 against Centrals, they lost one of their trainers. Actually, he passed away on the field. He had a heart problem, and passed away. And after that, they've really come out and they're given, I guess you'd say, they're given a red hot go, which is handy. They're just playing really good team footy. I did watch a game last week when they were just running the ball really well. They don't really have a lot of passengers. I think it's really come down to the whole team's really playing well as a team, which is kind of handy in football when all blokes are contributing.
Yeah, it's cliche. Good. It's great to see that they've had this unifying team moment out. It's something so tragic. With our sports correspondent, Jacob Leake. Now, moving on to North America, the Stanley Cup is partway through the second round of the playoffs. What's going down in the ice hockey there?
Yeah, so round one completed a couple of days ago. Golden Knights, which are from L.A., they went through, beat the L.A. Kings 4-0, which was... there's not a lot of people that really surprised. Las Vegas are a new franchise in the NHL. And, yeah, so they won quite convincingly, actually. And I saw a lot of experts in the game. They didn't even predict them to really make the finals in there. And I think they finished top or second of their division. And, yeah, really... proving a lot of people wrong here, which is good. The San Jose Sharks beat Anaheim Ducks. For all those Mighty Ducks fans out there, they're no longer in the playoffs, unfortunately. But more importantly, the Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-3, and a lot of Boston Bruins fans hit the streets and let them know that they were quite happy to get through. This one's probably one to watch because ice hockey fans are some of the craziest fans in the world. They like to roam the streets, and there's quite a lot of activity goes on when the teams win the Stanley Cup. I know a couple of years ago, Boston Bruins fans. I think the state of Boston actually imposed a curfew on the streets when they won the Stanley Cup, but it didn't really stop them, and they wrecked a lot of stuff. And I think the damage bill was almost $1 million. That's how much damage they caused the streets when they won the Stanley Cup. So yeah, we'll have to watch that in coming weeks, Tommy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they continue to make headlines for the wrong reasons. If Boston does continue doing as well as they have been.
Yeah, that's it. Well, they are one game ahead of of the Tampa Bay Lightning currently. So yeah, it'll be very very interesting watching in the next couple of weeks.
Well, Leakey, thank you very much for speaking with me this morning.
Yeah, no worries, Tommy. Have a good night. Day.
You too, mate. Sports correspondent Jacob Leake there, sharing all the latest in sports news with us. You are on Breakfast.